off the hook. So there we were. Where were
he
we?
He was in the mill and you were in the camp.
Yeah.
Then he came to the...
No, he was in the mill. When we went to Connecticut, he worked in the mill. I didn't work there. There was no place to work there.
Oh, so it was in Boston that you were working at Candy Factory. And what was your... Did you have any thoughts about if and when you wanted to have children?
Well, I wanted to have children, of course. I mean, doesn't everyone. But I, you know, no, nothing. No plan, no when shall we have them or how many or anything, nothing. So...
Did you know anything about birth control?
Oh, Lord, no. I didn't know there was such a thing. But I guess there wasn't very much.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about sex at that
point? Not very much about that either. It was awful. I can't think now. Oh, how did we live through those things? Because I know there are a lot of other people like me.
Mm-hmm. Where were you living then when you went back to Boston, and he was working in the...
Oh, we were living across the street from my brother. We lived by ourselves in a flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. I know he didn't like it there, and he wanted to go back to Connecticut, so we had to go back to Connecticut. And when we went back, we lived with his mother. Yeah, I got pregnant. We lived with his mother while I was pregnant, and when the baby was little, and that was Grace, my oldest daughter.
So when would that have been? That you
and
now,
she was born in 1929.
So you went back to Connecticut about 28 then? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about being pregnant at that point?
Oh, it was marvelous. I thought it was wonderful. I didn't know, I didn't think, how am I going to take care of this baby? Do I know anything? Excuse me. I went to the library. This is what I did. Everything in my life that I did, I'd go first to the library and get some books and find out about it. And that's what I did. I went and then I wrote to the Department of Labor. I guess appropriately enough, I think they still give out this book. Child care, no, infant care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had prenatal care.
Mm-hmm. It was the Children's Bureau, I think.
Yeah, the Children's Bureau of the Labor, Department of Labor.
How did you know to write there?
I suppose I saw it in the library. I don't know. And so anyway, I wrote and got those books prenatal, and I finally learned what it's all about, where that baby's coming from, what caused it, everything. And then infant care and child care. I went by the book. I brought my kids up by the book, those books.
Books.
Yeah, before Dr. Spock. And
do you remember the sorts of advice that those books gave?
I don't know. They just sort of, the prenatal just sort of explained everything and told you to, drink your milk and care of your teeth because you're going to lose them, and I did. I don't know. And then the infant care, they told you to, it was discipline. Your baby should be disciplined from the first minute. Let them cry and don't spoil them. And
how about toilet training? When did
you recommend? Oh, yeah, you start that, I think, the day after they're born or something. I don't know. Yeah, you start that right away.
Do you remember how you did that?
Yeah, you buy a little potty, tiny, and the baby lies down and you put it under her at the same time every day when you notice when she's going to have a movement. And it worked fine with Grace. It just worked wonderful.
So how old was she then when she was
just a couple months old or a month old or something. It's right away they told you to start this, and I did, and it just, I don't know whether it ever had any after effects later or something, how toilet training is so important, it used to be, to the Freudians.
But you really followed this advice very carefully.
Yeah, and I tried to follow everything in that book because I knew I was such an idiot. I didn't know anything myself, so I had to have somebody tell me, and it was those books.
Now, you were living, when you became pregnant, you went and lived with his mother then.
Yes.
And what was that like for you, living with her?
Well, yeah, that was an experience. He had four younger brothers. Rough, tough. Their father died. Their father died at the same time my father died. But see, when my father died, I was next to the youngest. I was just a younger sister. When their father died, my husband was the oldest. Mm. And they were all, well, the youngest was a baby. They had these four boys, and then they had twins, a boy and a girl. And their father was so happy because at last he had a daughter. And when the babies were 18 months old was when he died. And the little girl died the next day or something. Mm. She was buried with him. Mm. So, you know, that their circumstance was different because their mother was left with all these kids, little ones. You know.
So you were in the house with these young kids then?
Yeah, I think the youngest one, Bill, was about 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were on up.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother had a hard time too. She worked in the mill. I don't know what she did. She worked in the mill. And the oldest boy next to Ken was, by that time, I think, he was working in the mill. Everybody went into the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year or something, the next boy went and worked in the mill. So it got a little easier for her.
Mm-hmm. What was your relationship like to her?
Well, it's kind of mixed sometimes. She was a wonderful person, but well, that's one thing about her was that she was too pushy. I mean, she wanted a daughter for so long, and now she got a daughter, and she wanted to be all over me, and I didn't like it. But she was really a marvelous person. She was very wonderful to me, and I learned a lot from her, I'm sure. She used to be a school teacher before she was married.
When you went back and were living with her, what was your husband doing? Did he go back to work in the mill again?
Yeah, he was working in the mill.
Uh-huh. What sort of money did he make there? Do you recall?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Very little, I guess. But then, I think it was when Grace was a baby. I asked him if he wouldn't go and take a civil service test for a letter carrier. There was one coming up, and I saw it. And so I saw it advertised, and I went and I got, at that time you could get a sample test.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got a sample test, and I made up examples for him and things all the time. Oh, Lord, I worked over that every night. I was making these things up, and then I'd give them to him to do. And so when he took the test, he passed about number one, I guess, and got a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a substitute carrier for a while. He didn't work all the time.
Now, were you but still living with his family?
Yes, then? Yeah.
Tell me first a little bit about your the childbirth experience. Was your daughter born at home, or were you in a hospital?
Oh, no, she was born in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she was born at just before midnight on March 31st. Because I was hurrying so she wouldn't be born on April Fool's Day. No, I wasn't. I didn't know anything about it. But I had a very easy time. I didn't. The doctor wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
They called the doctor when I got to the hospital, and he lived close by to the hospital, and he came right over, and he was too late.
But by that time, you'd done the reading on prenatal.
Yes,
and
yeah.
So you were fairly.
So I knew what was going to happen to me.
How long were you in the hospital after the delivery?
Oh. I think I was in that hospital for 3 weeks, because they kept us 2 weeks in the hospital in those days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a cold,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor didn't think I ought to go home while I had a cold.
And were you breastfeeding her?
No, I couldn't. I tried to, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You were living with your mother-in-law, since she was working, does that mean that you basically were taking care of the household?
Yeah, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Such a slob that I am, as much as I could.
But you were doing the cooking then?
No, I didn't do the cooking. I don't know. I didn't do anything to her either. Oh. It's just terrible.
Then your husband took the civil service exam.
Yeah,
job,
and then he was working, and then
you were still living with the.
Yeah, at first, but then we moved out as soon as he got a job. We knew. Everybody knew we got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
His mother said, "You should take. You wanted to have your own home. Take your wife out of here. Not that she didn't want me,
yeah.
but just she just that was the right thing." She
what
was
your relationship
was like
with him in those early years?
With him?
Your husband.
Oh, fine. Yeah, we got along. We got along all right. And everything was lovely. And then he got on regular, and then I had another baby right away. My son was born just a year later.
Hmm.
I don't know, I was just home with two little kids, never chained to the kitchen sink, never got out.
Did you start making any friends there since it was a new community?
I didn't make any friends there either. I didn't make any friends there. I don't know, afterwards I had the idea that people thought I was awful snooty because I came from the big city.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't it at all. I didn't know how to make friends. And, I knew neighbors and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I was pleasant with people
yeah.
and all that. I wasn't a hermit altogether,
but I didn't make close friends.
To
her to do things,
no.
What sorts of things would you and your husband do with each other?
We went to the movies. We used to read. I used to read to him, and he used to read to me. And by that time, we had music. We had radio.
Mm.
So we had the radio to... That's a great thing, You don't have to talk to people yet. That. You can listen to music or whatever. And, we got along all right. It was just that we never had enough money
mm-hmm.
for anything. And even all this time when I was young, I was always going to dances and, blah, blah, blah. Here I was, I never went anywhere, never went out of that house hardly with these, but I didn't mind that either. That was all right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I could get to the library and get some books,
mm-hmm.
hear some music on the radio, I was happy.
So you basically, even with him, would spend your time at home, you didn't go out much, did
you?
Yeah,
we didn't go out much. We didn't have the money, to really go any place, and there wasn't any place to go, and knowledge.
How large a town was that at that time?
I don't know what the population is or anything, but it's a very small, small place. There was two movie houses and one department store. No, I think there were two department stores and, shops
mm-hmm.
and stuff. There was a newspaper. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
The banks, the usual, the banks, the shoe stores,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah.
Did you have interests? What sort of interests in common did you have with your husband?
Gee, we didn't have very much in common, really, because he didn't dance. And, we liked to read. And, I'd get a bunch of books from the library. We'd both read the same thing
mm-hmm.
and talk about them.
What sorts of things would you read?
Well, it's so hard to say. I always feel, I don't know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Oh, no, those books are all about language.
No, I was just wondering. It's not important. I'm just wondering if you had
special
interest that you shared.
I was just thinking, what kind of books do I read? Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poetry, plays. The Huckleberry Finn I just read last week. Henry James. I like Henry James. Faulkner, I got a lot of Faulkner.
And he would read them. He was interested in the same sorts of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We read a lot of Shakespeare. I always liked Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. When I had a teacher in the seventh grade, the first Shakespeare we had was Julius Caesar. And she made it there. She was very old. Gosh, she was ancient. You know, teachers could work forever. And she made it so interesting, and the language was so great, you know. Blocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things, stuff like that. I thought was marvelous. And so we used to read that. I got my husband interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of community?
No, never. I don't know. I think now that's the thing you should do, you know. Like, even now, I think I see something on television about helping in school. You don't have to have any qualifications. You just have to be old grandparents or something. Just go there and they'll tell you what to do. And I thought, no, I should be doing that, you know. And then I think, I don't care. I don't want to. I think,
so it sounds like your life...
I think I paid my dues.
Your life revolved mainly around your own household, your children.
I'm ashamed to say it, myself.
And then, what did you think after you had your second child? Did you want more children? Did you still...
Well... Yeah, I would, you know, I'd be glad to have more children, but we didn't think much about it, whether, you know, we didn't plan anything. And Kenny was about four, I guess, when I had my next child. And then Bill was about four more years I had Bill,
mm-hmm.
the youngest. And I was happy to have them, but I didn't. I didn't think. This is Grace, the mm-hmm. oldest. And this is my second son. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kathleen and then Bill.
What a nice looking family.
Yeah, I think they're great. Strangely enough.
How did things go in terms of your relationship with your husband? Were there any changes
Yes, he began to drink. And the thing was, I guess, of course, in the first place, we were married too young. We were too stupid about everything. And I imagine he was beginning to feel the chains, you know, because he married so young. And, you know, a man, I think, likes to have a few years when he can hell around and have fun. And he didn't have many. So anyway, he started to drink, and then he drank, and he got so bad. By the time Bill was a baby, it was too much. And but there was nothing I could do.
Did you think about leaving it out?
Many, many times. But I had nowhere to go. By that time, my mother was living here in California with my brother. And there was no place to work there in that town. And it was just, you know, it was just impossible. I didn't know what to do. And we didn't... people didn't have welfare departments and family counseling and all that stuff they have now, so we had nobody, it was really nobody to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
So it got pretty bad again.
Was he able to keep working?
Oh, yeah, he worked all the time, never missed working,
mm-hmm.
until Bill was 4 years old, the baby was 4 years old, no, 3 years old, whatever. He quit. He said he was going to leave us. He just couldn't stand anymore because, you know, we were always fighting and all that.
Around his drinking?
Yeah, that goes with drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever had any experience with drinking people, everybody knows what it's like. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he was going to leave. And then he did one time. He just walked out of his job and left. I think he called me. No, he didn't call me because we didn't have a telephone. I don't know. Anyway, he went. And I knew that he was going to come back. Well, by this time, before he left, he said he was going to leave. So I said, well, I've got to find a job somehow. So I found 3 jobs. I worked for a doctor in the morning. I worked for a doctor's wife. And then I worked in the afternoon in a department store. And at night I worked in a restaurant. And when my mother-in-law came to live with me, and she, you know, watched the kids and everything, because I was running from one place to another, I didn't know which way I was going.
But he was still, he hadn't left yet.
Yeah, he hadn't left yet, but then when he saw that I was working and, you know, everything was fine, his responsibilities were over. So he took off. And so he came here to Los Angeles. And my brother was working in Alaska at the time. So my brother, you know, lived here. My mother was dead, but my brother lived here and his wife and kids. And so my husband came to see my brother, and my brother was working in Alaska, but his wife, of course, was here. And in between times here, in the interim, my husband was applying for his money that he had in the pension fund in the post office, and whatever, you know, back pay and vacation or something. And he got it when he was here in Los Angeles. It came, he got a check. I think he got, I don't know, he must have got about $800. Anyway, fortunately, my sister-in-law here took him to the bank to get it cashed because he had somebody to identify him. So she went with him and she said, no, take half of that and send it to Kathleen. And he did. She could tell him. I couldn't have told him that, but she told him. And he sent me that money. I can't remember. It seemed to me like $400. I remember thinking of a figure of $700 and $400. I must have been $400 that I got. And I knew he was going to come back there. I knew, you know, it was great he was gone, but he was going to come back. And everything would begin all over again. So I took my kids, and I left, and I came to California because I was going to live with my sister. You know, my younger sister, she was out here too. And we went on the bus. It was in wartime when everything was crowded and the buses were crowded. And it was sort of a nightmare in spots.
But so
we got here. We got to Albuquerque, and I had no money. I didn't realize it wasn't just the fare. You know, all this way we had to eat and everything. So I sent a wire to my sister and asked her to send me some money, and she sent me $10. And I asked for $10. I said that'd be enough to get from Albuquerque to here. And I got here. I had, I think, 39 cents, something like that. And my sister met me at the bus station with my sister-in-law, and we went home to my brother's house. Now, I thought I was going to live with my sister. She said, you can stay with me until we can get a place together and, you know, everything be lovely. Well, she was living with some fellow. She didn't want to live with me. She didn't think I'd take her up on that thing. So I went to live stayed with my sister-in-law, and I'm so lucky. You know, I'm so terrible that I never did anything for anybody. I never knew how to do anything for myself. I never knew enough to come in out of the rain. But everybody is always so good to me. My sister-in-law, she was working at Lockheed. She has 2 children, and my brother was gone, you know, to Alaska. He went to Alaska. That's where everybody went at that time to make their fortune, make a lot of money. He's like me, he didn't make a lot of money. So anyway, we got here on the 1st of February.
In what year? 42?
42, that must have been. Bill was 4. Bill was, I don't know. Yeah, Bill was 4 in September. And we got here on Sunday morning, 1st, I think it was the 1st of February. And I went with my, I stayed with my sister-in-law, and the next day, you know, at that time here, you could get a job anyway. They're pulling people in off the street. So I went the next morning, and I got a job in a laundry right across the street. And my sister-in-law worked afternoons. She went to work in the afternoon. So I got this job in the laundry, and then on her day off, that week she took me all around everywhere, used her gas to take me around looking for a place to live, and I couldn't find any place. Nobody wanted kids. And so that went on. Though then she didn't, the next, like I worked 2 days, I think, and then the next morning she didn't call me. She said, oh, I thought you looked so tired. I said, I have to go to work. So instead of going to work that day, I went out to Lockheed, and I got a job. And,
so that was within a couple of weeks after you got here.
Oh, yeah, it was just a few days after I got here.
Let me ask before we start talking about the Lockheed experience, how did it happen that your family had all come out to California?
Oh, well, my brother was, I told you, he was in the war. And after the war, he was in Germany for 2 years. And then when he came back, he was at, kind of at loose ends. And he, I don't know, you know, wandered around. And he finally ended up here in Los Angeles, and it was so great. He loved it here, and he wanted my mother. And he came back, he got married, and then he came back. That was when, 1929, when Grace was a baby. He came back to see us with his bride, and he took my mother and sister back with him. Came back here.
And your thought was, once your husband... When he thought he was going to come back.
Yeah, I thought I'd be as far away as possible. And my sister had said to me, she came back on a vacation one time, and she said, why don't you come out there? You know, she was having a miserable time.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come out to Los Angeles with us, with me, and we'll get a place together. Mm-hmm. Phony.
Let me ask you just a few things, Kathleen, before we get into the Lockheed. Nativity scene. Material. When you were back in Connecticut still, I think I probably should change